Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start, of course, with Juniper, and not a lot new here really to report about. We continue to see a steady stream of exploit attempts against our honeypots in so far. Yes, you should have patched already. As far as the VPN encryption vulnerability goes, well, there are a little bit new details here, but nothing really that's a huge breakthrough. What it comes down to, I think, is that the encryption is really based on the flawed double elliptic curve algorithm. There is another algorithm, the ANSI algorithm, that's supposed to be used in addition to the double elliptic curve algorithm, and really double elliptic curve was just supposed to provide seeds to the ANSI algorithm. Well, turns out the ANSI algorithm doesn't really do anything the way it is implemented in Juniper firewalls. So that's why it's relatively easy for someone who actually provided the two seed values for the double elliptic curve algorithm to decrypt the traffic. That also means that there are no great workarounds here for the VPN vulnerability. It's the random number generator that's being flawed here, and no matter what encryption algorithm or so you pick, it always comes down to finding a good set of random keys. Initially, I thought we would go back to Crane on Tuesday, but we decided to keep it up at yellow for another day. So Wednesday, we should go down to Crane, as there isn't really anything new and exciting at this point about this vulnerability. And Oracle reached a rather interesting agreement with the Federal Trade Commission over ongoing litigation that the Federal Trade Commission had with Oracle regarding the security of old versions of Java and the inability of users to uninstall these old versions of Java. What essentially happens here is, and you probably ran into this, if you update Java, it will update the predominant version of Java that you have installed, but sometimes tools install additional versions of Java, and those versions are not updated and potentially putting a system at risk. As part of the settlement that Oracle reached with the Federal Trade Commission, Oracle has to provide a tool with its update that will uninstall all old versions of Java. The user will be alerted that these old versions exist and will be warned that they may put the system at risk, and then an option has to be offered to uninstall these old versions. In addition, Oracle will have to post a very specific letter on its website informing users that old versions of Java are insecure and putting the user system at risk, with links to information about how to uninstall these old versions of Java. And the ubiquity of GPS data posted by users to various networks has led to a theft. Again, in this case, it was the bike tracking app Strava that apparently was used in England to follow a user home with a particularly nice bike, I guess, and then later steal the bike. The bike stolen had a value of about 500 to £1,000, so guess it's about $2,000. Not super high-end, but well, a pretty nice bike that was stolen here. We had similar issues in the past, for example, with photos being posted to sites like Craigslist, where someone had jewelry that they wanted to sell on Craigslist. They posted a photo of that jewelry, which then included GPS data as part of the EXIF data stream that was used to later rob that particular individual. And I guess that's just a modern version of the good old trash day burglaries, where after Christmas, if you put the nice box of the new big screen TV out with your trash, you may find that big screen TV missing a couple days later, as burglars do use these packages to find which houses are worthwhile to break into. Well, that's it for today. Nothing new critical to worry about over the holidays. Let's hope it stays that way. And if it stays that way, then the next podcast will be available on Monday. So hope everybody is having a good holiday weekend, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.